It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. If you are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle.
What does this year hold? What is it going to be like? What is the future of this earth? And what is my place in it? I want you to understand as I begin, I want you to understand that every single day has been marked out in God's calendar. And every single hour of every day is also on that calendar. And God has planned every moment out, and He didn't just plan it out for Himself, He planned it out for you. You, the very individual. God's got you on every page of His calendar. Every page of His calendar. He's got you on it. God's got me, Pastor Marvin, on every page, in every paragraph of His calendar. King David, consider this matter that I'm talking to you about. King David was somebody that was well educated, and he understood what life really is. If you are considering successful people that ever lived on this earth, David is going to be one of those most successful guys that ever lived on this earth. You don't consider a person a huge success if he was born in the palace and then he reigned. Because there's not much difference. He was born there anyway. By inheritance, they told him the seat is not vacant, sit on it, and he sat on it. What greatness would you call that? But when you looked at a person who came from the bush, and then he found himself on the throne, something must have happened with this guy. That is a good description of success. Was rejected amongst his eight brothers. There were eight in the family. When they were going to select somebody to be anointed, they called the whole family, but they left David in the bush. Not even in the house, in the bush. How many of us? They said, we're seven. We are complete. So David grew up a nobody, even in his own family. So if a nobody in his family became the head of the whole empire, that is a good description of a successful person. So when David is talking, you should listen to that kind of a person if success is on your mind. David said, I have studied the whole universe and all the things that God has created. He said, I consider the works of your hands, O God. The stars that you have made. I looked at all the planets, the moon. He has been in the bush, so he understands what's going on in the bush. So he could tell the ways of the animals. David said, when I considered the expanse of your creation, he said, it baffles me that as little as man is. If you've flown in the aircraft, when the aircraft is high in the air, you look at the houses, they are very little. You could barely see the cars moving. As for human beings, you don't see them at all. So they are insignificant. And you're not even seeing the whole globe. You are just somewhere in one city and yet you can't see a human being. So the human being is practically insignificant in the realm of things. But David said, I looked at everything that you have created. I looked at the galaxies, the stars, the moons, and all these great and huge things that you have made. It baffles me that man is what fills your mind. It says, it's a wonder that thou art mindful of man. Brothers and sisters, it will also amaze you that amongst the most powerful, energetic, and wonderful angels that God created, there are billions of them. They don't interest God as much as man interests God. Why? Because the angels were not created in the image of God. But man, you were created in the image and likeness of God. In other words, every time God is looking at you, it's like, that is my boy that looks exactly like me. So that's why God's mind can't go off you. One of the things you must know straight away is this, which I have said when I started, and I'm going to say it again. You are right on God's palm. As he's looking at his calendar on the left palm, he's looking at your life on his right palm. The Bible describes you as the apple of God's eye. Listen, brothers and sisters, I am one of those apple of God's eyes. I am so special to God. That is why you hear me say, it doesn't matter if the devil is angry. He can't make me sick. I could have as many enemies as the world could contain. It has nothing to do with my life. I am moving forward and upward every day of my life. The path of the just is like the shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. I know what my tomorrow is like already. I'm not waiting to get there. I know what it is like. God has written your future already. The Bible said of Jesus in Hebrews 10:7, it talked about Jesus. Jesus said, I come in the volume of the book. Behold, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. What was Jesus talking about? He was saying, I can see everything about me is written in the books, in the scrolls. Okay. Then, if the scripts are written, all that I need to do is to act it out. I just put my legs. So Jesus was acting all his life what God has said about him. Why are you struggling to find out what next to do? The script is written for you already. Don't struggle with your life. All the hardship you have in life is because you are not following the script. There is a script that has been written for your life. It's in here. I found my own script here. For example, until I found my script here, I was very sickly. You've heard my testimony. I was very sickly. There was hardly any year I was not in the hospital. One leg there, the other one there. And my mother is praying and fasting. Oh my God, that my boy get out. And when I get out, hallelujah. It's like, we don't know when next we're coming back here. It could be very soon. But the day I heard Reverend Tom teaching that if you are a Christian, you are not supposed to be sick because the health that is in God is also in you. If you realize it, you get up and refuse to be sick. I said, is that true? I say, if God's word said so, then I've got to put it to work. That was in 1995. Since 1995, I have not had need for a single paracetamol. The moment I discovered it, I came out of my room. I started telling my siblings. I said, you know what? I'm never going to be sick again one day of my life. The first person I told said, you? We shall see. I didn't let that disturb me. I went to the next one. I said, you know what? I'm never going to be sick again one day of my life. I went to the next. You know what? I'm never going to be sick again one day of my life. They thought I was talking from my head. They didn't know I was talking from a scroll that I found somewhere. Our life is a beautiful life. God is waiting for you, brothers and sisters, to discover what he has said about you and begin to put it to work. Psalms 23, verse 1. The Bible says, King David writing, because of his understanding of what God has done about the life of a godly person, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What was he talking about? He says, God is the one who is leading me. He has written the plan out. All I need to do is just follow where he's leading. He knows where the water is. If I thought it was this way and God knows it's this way, he won't let me go that way. He tells me, come this way and I'll go this way. That was what King David was saying. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack any good thing in my life. When I found that out, I said, if money is a good thing, I don't want to lack money. Then I began to declare, I'm never going to be broke one day of my life. I am never, until, for as long as the word of God is true and God is still on the throne, I am never going to be broke. Not one day of my life. God says in his word that if you need it, you will never lack it. Job 22, verse 29. You see, last year, a lot of people lost jobs, lost businesses. People were crying, hardship. All over the world. But the life of the Christian is different. Everybody could be going down. But the scriptures cannot be broken. What God has said, it cannot fail. Why? Because God said in his word that I watch over the things that I have said to make sure they come to pass. If God says, I am your father, I will provide for you, and it looks like things are not happening that way, it's not God who is at fault. He says, when men... Job 22, 29. He says, when men are cast down, when situation is down, economy is crashing down, and the health system is crashing down, then, at that time, when men are cast down, when men are cast down, he says, then, do you know the meaning of then? Then means at that time, in the period when men are cast down, don't be cast down with them. It says, when men are cast down, then at that time, during that period, when men are cast down, it says, then at that time, in that period, thou shall say, there is a lifting up. If it is possible for somebody to be healthier, I'm healthier today than I was yesterday. He says, thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. My life is getting better. There is something about the Christian that is beyond the ordinary. The Christian is not an ordinary man. I taught you before, some time ago, that the Christian is created in the image of God. He was recreated, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. He says the Christian is created in Christ Jesus. I said, what does it mean to be created in? Not by, not through. It says in. And I explain what that means. I said, if you are making plenty plastic bowls, for example, you make one first, and then you use that to make a mold. And you use that mold to make many, many, many more. So Jesus was God's first mold. And then he decides to bring forth many more sons, you and I. And he used Jesus as the mold. And then he began to use Jesus to pour you and I out. Now, the first bowl and the last bowl, they always look the same. So you and I, we look exactly like Jesus. We are the same, the same. Jesus said in John chapter 15, he says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Which means the same vein that is flowing through Jesus, that same vein is flowing through you. The same life that God has, that's the same life that you have. Because he said so too. He says, anyone who had the Son of God had life. He said, this life, Zoe life, which is the God kind of life. The life that God had in him, he breathed it into the clay that he had made in Genesis chapter 2. When he breathed that life into the clay that he had made, that life, that clay became a living soul. That life is Zoe in the Greek. Now, that same life, the Bible said John was writing. He says, that life, he said, we have seen the life, the very life that was in God from the beginning. We have seen it. He's talking about life. He said, we have seen life. That life came as a human being. He said, that was Jesus, the Son of God. He says, if anyone has Jesus, the Son of God, he has this very life of God. The Bible says you have the same life that God has. I want you to understand something. God will do everything and anything to protect you. I'll give you a quick story. In Exodus chapter 14, God had asked Moses to take the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And as he took them out, the Bible said God didn't allow Moses to lead them through the path that could have been quicker, but he took them through the path that they were going to go through the wilderness. And on this way that they were going to go, there was the Red Sea. Didn't God know the Red Sea is there? He knew. But he took them through that part. And there were no ships to take them across. When they got there, the people began to wonder, what's going to happen? Egypt is coming from behind with their chariots. And here we are. We can't get through. Exodus chapter 14. The people, even the Israelites, began to complain against Moses. Is this not what we told you? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may save the Egyptians? Listen, these guys have been in slavery for 430 years. The Bible said that when God called Moses, he said, I have seen the affliction of my people and I've heard their cry. Which means they were crying for deliverance. Deliverance came. They said, did we tell you should have left us there to be slaves? They said, is this not the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may save the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to save the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. It was not that they hated Moses, but they were just being honest. What is this now? Pharaoh will come and crush us here and we'll be dead. Look at the next verse. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. What is happening to me? I'm being lifted up. John 10:10, he says, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He was talking about the devil and the agents of the devil. He said, they come not but to steal. They want to steal your peace and kill your dreams and destroy your future. The thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, but I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Then in verse 11, he says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus is saying, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Jesus is telling you, listen, if you will let me lead you, I'll put my life in front of yours. He says, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Go to verse 13. The hireling fleeth, because he's just an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. Next verse. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep. Brothers and sisters, Jesus says, I know you. You might think he doesn't, but he does. He says, I know my sheep. And if you go back again to verse 11, he says, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Brothers and sisters, before anything could happen to you, it has to happen to Jesus first. Your life is secured in God. The word of God is the answer for every day of your life. If you will understand what God said about you, then you don't have no reason to worry for life, because your future is secured in God. All you need is an understanding of God's word concerning you. If you will know what God said and you will walk in the path that God has set for you, then your future, your destiny is secured in God. Every step of the way, from January, from February, March, April, May, June, July, all through to the end of the year, you will see your life soaring up. It keeps getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter until a perfect day. That is a story that you are going to have. Your life will keep moving forward. That is what the scripture has said. The word of God has said so concerning you. He says that.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised Him from the dead, and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen." Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at cesydney@gmail.com. That is cesydney@gmail.com. God bless you.